Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hey everybody, it's Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Now coming up on the show today, we get part two with our friend Dean Torrance.
I mean, I never gave it a second thought as a young person. We just thought all kids do this. And of course there's kids in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Well, they must have water.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know. I never gave it a second thought.
Lots more from him coming up in just a little while. Let's kick it off with the king of twang, Dwayne Eddy, and his 1959 single, Yep, on Catching a Wave.
Hi, this is Dwayne Eddy, and you're listening to my favorite Rebel Rouser, Jammin' James Riley.
Yeah.
the Bel Airs with Volcanic Action here on Catching a Wave. Definitely an appropriate band to play since Jan and Dean were from the Los Angeles area. We've got Dean Torrance coming up in just a little bit, but let's hear a couple of tunes from just a couple of the many album covers he designed. From 15 big ones, the Beach Boys, with their cover of Chuck Berry's Rock and Roll Music. And this one from Dennis Wilson, the title cut of Pacific Ocean Blue.
Hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I have no kicks against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they was blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. I tell you folks, they had a jamboree and drinking beer from a wooden cup. The folks are dancing, got all shook up. They started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old way you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll.
On Catching a Wave, and we just heard Hal Blaine and the Young Cougars dance with the Surfin' Band. You may know drummer Hal Blaine played on many recordings for Jan and Dean, featuring our guest, Dean Torrance. You guys also emceed that Tammy Award Show, Teenage Awards Music International. Beach Boys were also on there, Rolling Stones,
right.
James
uh-huh.
Brown, Supremes, so many people. The house band was the Wrecking Crew. What was that experience like?
Oh, man. We were so busy. I just remember being busy. So it wasn't as though we could sit around and really soak it in.
Yeah.
The other guys did that because there was a lot of downtime where they were back in their dressing rooms and all hanging out with one another and stuff. But since we were the MCs, we kind of had no breaks at all. So other than we knew that this was something pretty damn special, at the time it was just trying to get through it and make sure that we did our lines right and that it all worked. And when we finally saw the final product, we knew it. We really knew it worked, and we were very thrilled with the way it came out.
It's pretty legendary. It's probably one of those
iconic
things.
To be sure.
Yeah.
You think about it, you know what that is? That's the mid-60s version of Woodstock.
Sure, absolutely. You could probably enjoy it better now watching it and maybe soaking it in.
A lot more. I mean, yeah, a lot more. Because, again, it just seemed so kind of disjointed. Just the way it was going because it was being filmed.
Yeah.
So it didn't flow in the natural flow that a concert would flow in, but it was different because it was being filmed, and we understood that. And once all the titles were put together and all that, oh, man, I mean, it was such a cool piece of film. And I love the fact that Dick Clark was the one that came in and, you know, got the project out of the vaults some 20 years later, 30 years later, and then went through the process of getting everybody to re-sign contracts. Our contracts were all written for a year, and then at the end of the year, the contracts were no good because we thought it had a shelf life of a year. Nobody ever thought it would have any much longer shelf life.
Yeah.
And then he took it and redid all the contracts, got everybody's signatures, and then, you know, with all the new technology and the digital stuff, we cleaned up the original stuff and made it really look great, made it sound great.
Everybody see him.
Satan is gonna see Maybelline in Memphis too. The representative from New York City is Leslie Gore. Now she sure looks pretty. Here they come. Here they come. You know the guitar's booming, so keep it moving. And come on, come on, come on.
From all over the world.
Yes, just hear everybody singing the biggest sound you've ever heard. A clapping and a stomping while the guitar's screaming. You better go spread the word. Don't forget the Motor City sounds of the day, the baby loving Supremes and Marvin Gaye, the king of the blues, soulful James Brown, the Beach Boys singing now, I get around, you'll get around.
Ooh,
I get around. Here they come.
From all over the world.
Here they come.
From all over the world.
You know the guitar's grooving, so keep it on moving. And come on, come on, come on. Rolling Stones in Liverpool have gotta be there. Jerry and the Pacemakers, Billy J too. They're all gonna be there to sing for you. Here they come.
From all over the world.
Here they come.
From all over the world.
You know the guitar's grooving, so keep it all moving. And come on, come on, come on.
From all over the world. From all over the world.
That's the theme song to the 1964 Tammy Awards program. Here they come from all over the world. A show emceed by Jan Barry and our guest Dean Torrance.
You mentioned the suits earlier, and I'd imagine they, executives at any company possibly, would be looking at the Dead Man's Curve movie and wondering, you know, would this work? But those of us that are into music knew that this would work. And it did. Yeah. This thing was huge for you guys.
Oh, it's huge. And it, yeah, right. It did get turned down, but, you know, the Beatles got turned down.
Sure.
So you get used to that, and then you just hope that you have the luck that you're going to run into that one person out of 10 or one person out of 20 or one person even out of 100 that goes, that sees it.
Yeah.
And gets it. And exactly the way that you got it. I was very involved in Steve Martin's career early on. And for, God, we toiled for at least 5 to 7 years trying to get anybody to listen, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We, my friend Bill and I knew he was a genius. And yet you record him, and so you have a demo, and then we even videotaped him, and we had everything. We'd go into these meetings, and these people would look at this and never even crack a smile, and fast forward it and hand it back to us and say, thank you, we'll call you, and don't call us.
Yeah, that's
and you
right.
And after a while, you just go, are we crazy?
Yeah.
Are we the only one? And you just learn as a creative person. You take a deep breath. You go, okay, we'll hang on to it. Maybe we tweak it some, and we make our presentation a little bit sharper. And then we wait for the next round of people, because people get fired. And 6 months from now, you can go back to all those television stations or radio stations or record companies, and there are a lot of new people.
Yeah.
And we may get lucky. We find somebody. We can't be the only ones in the world that think Steve Martin is funny.
It's true.
But you question yourself, swear to God. I borrowed money on my house in the 70s to produce put together a video package of Steve Martin and a proposed television show we wanted to do with him. And it got turned down at all the networks. There was only 3 major networks, and Fox was just coming, I think. And nobody wanted it. We walked out of our last meeting and just kind of went, how the hell am I going to get my money back? And I was making big payments on the money I borrowed against my house. Luckily, my parents bailed me out and told me never to do that again. Please don't you know, do things like this.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, he's the biggest thing in the world. And I kind of went, Mom and Dad, you see?
Yeah, exactly.
Then they were kind of, oh, they understood. Oh, okay, well, you were just too early in the game. And had I stuck it out, I would have been retired in Hawaii for the last 20 years, like my friend Bill, who stuck with it.
Yeah.
But I got to design his album covers, and I made some money there. And, you know, been friends with Steve ever since.
Well, you are very successful with Kitty Hawk Graphics. Did over, what, 150 covers, won a Grammy Award, which hopefully you've forgiven your daughters for breaking accidentally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Did I put that in the book?
You did.
Oh, okay. But I still don't have a Grammy. It's gone.
Yeah.
A friend of mine really liked it because it was all duct tape. And I gave it away, always thinking I was going to get another one, and I just never did.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, they wanted to charge me, and I said, you know, why charge me? I won a Grammy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to buy my own Grammy.
No, no.
Hi, this is Dean Torrance, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
That's the tune Like a Summer Rain. It's from the album Save for a Rainy Day, attributed to Jan and Dean, but pretty much all Dean Torrance, as Jan was trying to recover from that horrific car wreck. Dean's book, Surf City, The Jan and Dean Story, is a recent release on Select Books. We're talking with Dean about several moments of the group's career. One of the covers you did was Michael Nesmith, who in the Monkees, and I didn't realize, it just didn't dawn on me that the TV pilot you guys were doing was kind of opposite of the Monkees on another network, and as you explained, Jan and Dean already had some hits, and who knows what would have happened, but you sensed
who knows, but if their show worked, ours was similar.
Yeah.
If not a little bit better quality, but then the two of them debuting in the same year would have been great for both of us.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been absolutely wonderful. And we were already kind of talking back and forth with some of their management people who were kind of connected to us, too, as well, through Screen Gems, because we, you know, we were owned partially by Screen Gems Music Publishing. There was already some talk about them being on our show, doing cameos, and we'd do cameos on their show. So we would have the same relationship with them that we had with the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah.
And it would have worked, again, would have worked really, really well for both parties. And it didn't ever happen.
Yeah.
That life.
It is. Who knows?
It's interesting to think about where it would have gone.
Sure. It's funny. I watched that recently on YouTube, actually just this morning. Put it on, watched it again. And it was like, yeah, there were some interesting moments of this. There's some funny stuff in here.
There were a few.
Yeah.
You know, we had to do it by the book because it was a pilot.
Yeah.
So it hadn't been sold yet. And we kind of had to do what the industry guys told us to do. We got our way a few times, but most time we were doing what they thought was, you know, what was proper. But our idea was kind of way different, and it would have evolved because once it was sold, then we would just say, okay, here's what we want, and we're portraying ourselves, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what I kept telling some of these directors. They'd go, well, we want you to do this and this and this. I'd go, who are we playing? Who are we supposed to be portraying?
Sure.
Jan and Dean. Well, I'm Dean.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's Jan, and this is the way we want to do it, because this is the way we've been doing it for 7 years, and it's worked.
Yeah.
So there. Now, once it was sold, we would have a lot more leverage. We would have just said, this is what we want, or we quit. It didn't matter to us.
Yeah.
I even put that in the book, I think. We didn't really need that television show. And so they would have had no leverage at all, and they would have either agreed or canceled the show.
I guess you sensed a relief that it wasn't picked up.
Well, it was picked up, actually.
Yeah.
But then it went away because Jan was
sure
in the hospital.
Yeah.
So it actually did get sold. In the book, we had relief knowing that both of us didn't really care. And if it didn't get picked up, you know, there was no sway. We didn't really care about it. And we hadn't seen the Monkees shows. We didn't know what their show was like. And it was kind of like ours.
Yeah. So
it would have worked.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. And people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Stay tuned for more with Dean Torrence right after this. This is Jam and James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. You're hearing part two of our interview with Dean Torrence of Jan and Dean. In 1983, Dean collaborated with the Beach Boys' Mike Love for a string of concerts under the Mike and Dean moniker, which included a blitz of TV and radio interviews, as well as some recordings they released with some friends contributing tunes as well, from the likes of Bruce and Terry, the Ripcords, The Association, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and released initially through Radio Shack under the title Rock and Roll City. Now, that version contained an early version of California Dreamin' by the Beach Boys. The same album, minus the Beach Boys song, was released again under the title Rock and Roll Again. From those recordings, here's Dean Torrence and his version of the Jan and Dean classic Baby Talk on Catching a Wave.
I am only 5 years old and my baby's 3, but I know that she's a girl, just you wait and see. When I say I love my girl, she replies to me, nap, 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 which means to say she loves me
in baby talk.
To say she loves me. She cannot speak very well, everybody knows, but to me she sure looks well in her baby clothes. I asked her if her love was true, and she only goes, nap, 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 which means to say she loves me.
I'll tell the world that
wants to be my girl, I'll never let her go. Nap, 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 she will say to me when I kiss her on the cheek, oh so tenderly. Although I'm only 5 years old, she is only three. I really love my baby
in baby talk.
Love my baby.
Dip, 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 ba, 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 nap, nap, ma, wa, wa,
nap, 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 nap.
Describe, you know, flash forward about 12 years or so, that feeling of walking out on the Three River Stadium stage with the Beach Boys performing for the first time. And I mean, with what, thousands of people out there, what was that feeling like? I imagine.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Kind of going right from hardly anything to that. Ooh, it was probably so overwhelming. It was kind of like the Tammy Show.
Yeah.
Where you're so busy trying to remember what to do and how to do it. We had People Magazine tagging along with us and taking pictures. So I was trying to think of how to get that person on stage and make it work so that we got the full benefit of that People Magazine person there instead of just snapshots backstage, which anybody could get. So my mind was going to take full advantage of this. In doing so, you're not letting your mind soak in everything that you're actually looking at in front of you. I was kind of looking in back of me, making sure that everybody was there and that Jan was where he was supposed to be. And we said the right things, made sure we didn't get in the way of the Beach Boys. But it was very, very, very cool. And again, it was one of those things that, as you just said, when you see the final product, and if it was filmed, you kind of look at it and go, yeah, I remember that. That was really, really neat.
Yeah.
You get a whole different perspective.
Sure.
And the shot that was taken on stage by the People Magazine lady who was standing up on the drum riser and seeing us, we had to turn our backs to the audience. So I had to explain that to the audience, that we were going to turn our backs on them and that the audience was to wave and they would all be in People Magazine. And we caught the shot.
That's amazing.
So that was what was important at that particular event. Sure. It was all good.
I'm going to be around my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all. My favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump.
Your favorite vegetable.
with a cover of the Beach Boys' tune Vegetables. That's attributed to the band name of Laughing Gravy, which is something our guest Dean Torrance put together. You know, it's amazing. There's so many artists that have come and gone, and we've forgotten about. What I love about the Jane and Dean story is that people never forgot. You had the huge hits from late 50s through 60s, and then the movie explodes late 70s, and then touring, and there just seems to have always been a demand, and still is, and people love your music, which is fantastic. It's just a wonderful story.
Well, 60s music still works.
Yeah.
It still was a very, very special time-stamped time that never happened again. So the music is all specifically about a certain period of time, and that certain period of time has never been replicated. So thank God for that.
Yeah.
The only place you're going to get it is with these particular songs and these particular artists.
Yeah. What do you think the appeal is? You know, I'm from Kentucky. You know, we don't have beaches. I certainly didn't go surfing.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I mean, when I was a kid, and I first heard Jane and Dean and Beach Boys, and I didn't go to California until years later, but I already knew what it was like based on Jan and Dean and Beach Boys songs, and I feel like that's the case across the world. I mean, what is it that is so appealing to people from all over the world that love this music? You talked about the Beach Boys surfing. You know, you weren't unsure if that would appeal to people when you first heard it, but the stuff that both of those bands and others that followed did certainly did appeal to people all over the world.
No kidding. So it's kind of like hard to see the forest with the trees, or hard to see the sand and the beaches because we're right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, I never gave it a second thought as a young person. We just thought all kids do this. Yes. And of course there's kids in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Well, they must have water.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. I never gave it a second thought.
Yeah.
Until you start exporting the music and exporting the visuals and all that, and you realize people are relating to this and are very interested in it. And that's kind of why I did suggest to the city of Huntington Beach that they copyright the name Surf City, which they did do, because we can differentiate ourselves from other beach communities when all of these folks from Kentucky want to come west.
Yeah.
Want to come to a beach town. How do they pick out which beach town to go to? There are a bunch of them. Well, we have to make sure that, you know, that they see it on the website and they've maybe heard the song Surf City and they can relate to it there, or movies and all of that kind of stuff. All our imprints. A lot of the imprints also that California used to get back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s was every time they'd show the Rose Bowl. So you'd have all these folks from, you know, landlocked places, and, you know, when it was strictly the Big Ten coming to play, you know, the West Coast team, you had all the Big Ten people looking in, and it was already getting dark in the rest of the United States, and all of a sudden you're tuning in, and it's starting to get dark, and it might be, it's New Year's, so it's kind of cold in other places. And all of a sudden, here comes a Rose Bowl game, and there are all these lunatics in the stands with no shirt on, with sunblock on their noses, people dressed in skimpy clothes, and there's palm trees, and there's blue sky and clouds, and even maybe the blimp goes out over the ocean.
Yeah.
So actually, that's what makes California totally unique. Even from Southern California, we can be in the snow within 2 hours.
Yeah.
Back. We can be in the desert in an hour and a half. We can be in another country in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
We can be in any kind of ocean or any kind of beach. There's all sorts of different beaches, some for surfing, some for, you know, snorkeling. And we pretty much have it all here, which is pretty darn neat.
Absolutely.
My marketing committee, I came up with calling Huntington Beach Surf City, make it your base camp. So you stay here, you can go to Disney, drive to Disneyland in half an hour or less, you know, Knott's Berry Farm, you can go to SeaWorld in an hour, and or you can go to the desert and to the snow and come back.
Yeah.
all from one little location in Orange County.
That's amazing.
So it's very, very good marketing and branding.
Sure.
If you're here.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenias.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. Hey, I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel summer all year long. Our guest this hour is Dean Torrance for part two of our interview. And we just heard Jan and Dean's Little Old Lady from Pasadena. This classic tune reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1964 and number 1 on Canada's RPM chart. Let's hear a track from an album Dean participated in called The Bamboo Trading Company. It's a tune Dean sings on along with his daughters Katie and Jillian Torrance. Song can also be heard in the film Return of the Killer Shrews. By the way, Bruce Davidson can also be heard on this, playing the flute and making the shrew noises. Bruce portrayed Dean in the Dead Man's Curve movie. How cool is that? Here's the song Shrewd Awakening.
Awaken me. on dark. Shrewd awakening, painstakingly done. Shrewd awakening, now they're shrewd for fun.
In this jungle of life, they go to attack.
So Dean, what's next for you? I know you just now put out a book and you're thinking, well, this was what's next, but
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I enjoyed putting the book together, and I did leave out a whole lot of stuff. That book could have been twice as long, but I just didn't. I wanted to make it an easy read. Most all the stuff is up on the website anyway. Still the same kind of story, not as in great detail as I did in the book, but on the website it's some of the same stories but with a lot of pictures, because I mean, heck, it's all digital. You can put as many pictures as you want.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost any more money at all, and especially when I do all the I put together the whole website anyway. So I did have to pay a programmer, but I designed every page.
Yeah.
So I don't know which direction I'm going to go in. I'm going to work with the Beach Boys, let's see, in about 2 weeks, doing a private party, which I'm looking forward to doing that. And then Mike has a book signing, I think, the day before. And he's asked me to, I can bring my book and we can book sign together.
Oh, that's great.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Every day is different.
Hey, Dee, thanks so much for being on here. Surf City, the Jane and Dean story. Definitely a great read.
Thank you, James. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It always is nice to hear that somebody actually enjoyed it the way it was supposed to be enjoyed. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Chicken, make it out to Drag City. Yeah.
Their cover of Jan and Dean's Surf City, that's The Ramones. Hey, big thanks to Dean Torrance for spending time with us and talking to us about his career and his new book, Surf City, The Jan and Dean Story. You can find out so much more information about them, janandean.com. That's janandean.com. And while you're surfing the web, catchingawaveradio.com is our website. Hey, it's Jam and James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.